As we heard other kids screaming and shouting, Christina and I approached the orange counter with thick scale of blood slowly dripping down. Drip, drip, drip. I could hear it drop at the floor with a splat. Almost immediately, I stopped in my tracks and millions of questions raced through my head. Why was there blood on the ground and counter, and why was there so much of it? I felt as if I could fill 25 buckets with blood. But the question that troubled me the most was, whose blood was it? Was it just ketchup, or was it real human beings? I looked to my right and saw Christina's face. It was just as puzzled and lost as mine was. I also knew the same questions were running through our heads.
Let's go see if it's real or not.
Okay, I managed to reply. I have no idea how the words escaped my body. We took one inch up towards the drenched in blood counter. If this is how scared we are just to pay, I can't imagine how scared we'll be in the actual haunted house. The thing is that Christina and I are one of those happy, laugh a lot, talk a lot types of people, and we don't get scared that easily. Eventually, we got to the pumpkin-colored table and we realized something. The blood was real.
Dot, dot, dot. Dude, I can't believe they used real blood.
I know, right? I wonder what it tastes like. Christina ignored my comment. She had something else on her mind.
There's no one at the counter.
Did we seriously walk all this way for nothing? Ugh. As the words came out of my mouth, thick, black, messy hair started emerging from behind the counter. We stood in fright, too creeped out to move. Soon, eyes popped out along with ears, a mouth, and a nose. All of a sudden, a full petite-sized body was visible. I felt my feet moved and jumped back 10 feet. Whoa, please don't eat us.
No need to be scared, children. I'm just going to kill you.
I quickly ran up to the table and tried to grab the large pink package of entry tickets before the green evil hand had grabbed my hand and trapped me there. Phew, she didn't touch me. Wait, was that green 10 minutes ago? And is it just me or is Christina way too calm? I mean, she was just standing there watching me fight for my life and save the both of us from the witch. Whatever. There wasn't time to think about it. We had to run, quickly.
It had been 5 minutes that we've been in the line, and it would be 5 more minutes until they opened up the haunted house. At least the line didn't look scary or creepy. We took our place in line, and we would be 11th to enter the house. I felt a strong, sturdy finger tap my shoulder, and I winced in return. I quickly turned around to face the person I had tagged. To be truthful, I've been kind of afraid to turn around. What if he wanted to kidnap me or murder me? To my relief, it had just been an old man, probably wanting me to move over.
May I help you?
The man said nothing in reply. Instead, he just popped his teeth out and rocked them back and forth.
Ew, I grabbed Christina and dashed towards the front of the line. This caused us to be next to set foot into the haunted house.
I can't wait to get in.
Yeah, me too. I kind of got scared, but now I just really want to get in and see what it's like inside.
We walked through at least 6 passageways until we got to rooms where people tried to scare us.
In the first room, there was splattered paint everywhere, but no one was there to scare us.
There has to be someone in here hiding, waiting to jump out and scare us.
Before I could say anything, she ran up and kicked something that looked like it had been in disguise. Bam!
Nothing happened. It didn't even flinch, so I'm guessing there's no one in here.
Then she sprinted out of the room and waited for me to pass. I was taking my time, still cautious of my surroundings. That's when he jumped out. He started attacking me, wouldn't let me escape. Christina jumped on his back trying to save me, and I was carrying 2 bodies. Somehow Christina managed to get him off of me, and we both ran for our lives to the next room. As we started walking through the passageway, I asked Christina, do you think that was a vampire?
What?
Do you think that was a vampire? And you were kind of acting like a vampire too.
I'm sorry, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever.
The next room we entered had flashing lights. Then a man appeared with an axe in his hand. Was that a real axe? How could he have a real axe?
I didn't know the answer, but I didn't want to stick around and find out. So naturally, I ran with Christina. We entered the next room, and I knew she entered it with me. But after barely 5 seconds, she wasn't there.
To be continued.